You always see fat juggalo whores driving around in cars and just stopping their car in the middle of the fucking road for Pokemon Go. And it really pisses me the fuck off. Bad Seat Podcast, episode 38.
38.
I'm feeling a little weird these days.
Yeah, me too, man.
It's starting to catch up. Jobless, pantsless.
Yeah, which is a bold choice right now because, you know.
It's 55 out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want to let him breathe.
Yeah, well, I haven't had to wear underwear in 2 weeks.
You know, you don't have to, but.
No, I mean, you know, well, if I want to start a fire right outside of the house, I won't. But, you know, I've been. They're clean.
They're clean. Right. They haven't been used.
And they're you know, just waiting to be used again.
Right.
They're like the fucking toys on Toy Story.
Oh, I feel so bad. If when we fell asleep, underwear became conscious.
Oh, my God.
Poor fucking guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, he wore you to the strip club? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
38, popping through them. We are in day, it feels like 900 of quarantine.
I stopped keeping count.
I never kept count from the beginning because it's just going to make it worse.
Yeah,
we're kind of counting with the episodes.
Right. So. Well, I have a natural clock where, as we talked about, I kind of shaved my beard the day after we got laid off, the day we got laid off.
And now you have a beard.
And now I kind of have a beard again.
That was a horrible idea.
And, yeah, well, it's okay because, you know, I think what's good is I like having a beard more than not having a beard. So every day it's like a little improvement on my face, you know, even though I don't really leave the house or shower or
anything.
Stop masturbating.
Yeah, that's gross.
Okay, well, it's a perfectly natural thing.
It's rough, you know?
Can't believe you're shaming me for quarantine masturbation. You're going to piss a lot of people off at that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Quarantine pops?
Yeah, I bet the Pornhub numbers are going to be crazy.
They are, and it's free right now.
Yeah, that's true, but the link didn't work for me, so I just jerked off to regular porn. Well, not regular, but...
spank bank it is.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting out. I got a bunch of old porno magazines from the 70s.
Oh, yeah?
That were my dad's.
You're going to see how that... That's a weird hand-me-down.
I haven't tried to... Well,
that's a rough hand-me-down.
They're just in the closet of the den. Like, yeah. I just know where they are. He didn't, like, present them to me. Like, here you go.
Son, this got me through the hardest times of my life.
Literally.
Don't even worry about page 13 to 17. They don't open.
That's right. If the pages are these are not mint condition.
It looks like it got rained on. It did not.
No, it didn't. It didn't get left outside.
If that's what you're thinking.
No.
Oh, man.
No, I was eating some honey while I was reading these.
Whatever. Oh, man, this is a good way to start.
Yeah. Do we have anything, or are we just going to
do
this?
No, we're good. No, okay. I mean, hey, fuck it. You know what? How have you spent the past week, Elliot?
How have I spent the past week? I caught up on Community again. I rewatched all of that. I watched Hot Rod for the first time. Was really disappointed.
I hate that movie.
Which also, I didn't know Amy Adams and I think Isla Fisher were two different people. I thought that was the same person. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's two different people.
Oh.
And they look so fucking similar. At least in my head.
Yeah.
They did.
I watched Beach Bum and she was in it.
Which one? Amy Adams?
Fisher.
Oh, really?
You're talking about the redhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The redhead. Yeah.
The redheaded woman. Yes, Scotty.
Yeah, she played a rich wife from Miami.
That's dope.
In the Beach Bum. It's a good movie. It's a Harmony Korine movie.
Corinne. You know, Harmony Korine.
Korine. Let's jump into some news.
All right.
All right. First news I have, I just want to show you this, how sick that picture is. It doesn't look like much.
It's a guy in a blue shirt holding a long blue object on his shoulder.
Right, that long blue object. Man jailed for stealing police car's blue lights for bragging rights.
Oh, the look on his face makes so much sense.
Yes, he is so happy.
If you've ever seen those videos of a kid who gets like an N64
for
Christmas, that's what the look on his face.
I remember one year I was on the phone with my little brother, which lived in Florida. It was Christmas morning. I heard him in the background like, I got a 64, like doing that whole right. fucking thing. And I was like, I got a football. Like I got like the stereotypical.
Yeah, but then you went all state. So, you know, it worked out.
Yeah, but.
I'm sorry. You went two state. I got confused.
Well, I broke the back of my leg.
You pulled your knee backwards?
Yeah. Hyperextendo.
Yeah.
So, fuck Christmas.
I always forget that Christmas is a huge trigger for us and anyone who comes on the show. Well, not for me. I had a perfectly normal. But anyone on the show or around the show, if you bring up Christmas.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
And then we do a Christmas episode every year. We try to. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know why we do that. But this guy stole the light rack off of a...
British Transport Police say David Macbeth, 30, jumped on the roof of one of their vehicles when it was parked outside of Sunderland Station in December. He pulled and kicked at the emergency lights, eventually ripping them off and then walking away with them. This is him. He's got the I'm on probation haircut.
Yeah, it's a high and tight, very tight, with gelled spikes sort of cascading down.
Yeah, and you know that hair is hard as a rock.
Oh, yeah, it's rusty. There's so much
gel in that son of a bitch.
That is, yeah.
The damage, I guess, it costed €1,000 worth of damage to the vehicle, which, I don't know.
It's almost $2,000, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what?
What? I know exchange rates.
I meant the British Transport Police, not necessarily you.
Oh, right. I was like, what? What's so bad about knowing exchange rates? Well,
it's my tick.
I didn't know it to the dollar amount.
Yeah, some people have like road signs. Some people like other stuff. Right.
I like exchange rates. Oh, and inflation rates. Don't even get me started.
This guy did what everybody wants to do. I'm not even reading anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I sent you a video the other day of a guy, homeless guy, I assume, on a bike, just letting the air out of a cop's tires, which was so great.
I love that somebody just found, like, I wish I would find something like that to film, which that reminds me of what I just saw at the liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the liquor store, and everybody is doing their distancing. You know, everybody's doing really good at staying 6 feet away from each other. And in comes this dude covered in mud. He still had a tape measure, like, on, like, just got off work. You could tell he's just like, fuck all this.
Right.
Walks in, coughing up a storm.
Right.
The guy at the ABC store asked him to leave. He was coughing so much. And really? He was, like, freaking people out. Just,
oh,
like,
my God.
Like, going right up behind people and, like, just coughing.
Oh, no.
And,
like, no, I'll pull my fucking knife on you right
now. Well, the guy called everybody faggots, called everybody pussies. And like for distancing each other,
for not wanting their grandparents to die.
Yeah. That blew my fucking mind, dude. Like, what the hell?
Did he leave?
Yeah, I mean, he left as soon as he said that, but he didn't go out without a fight.
He made sure everybody knew that they were pussies. 18 pussies.
Those are the people that die first.
Well, the sad part is, I think they won't die.
that's gonna piss me off.
If all the people afterwards going, see, I told you, I'm still here.
There's gonna be a lot of redneck hate crimes around here.
And like, if Corona couldn't finish the job, I will.
Yeah, it's like, I know who I wanted out, and they didn't go out. We need to fix it. Another story that I found that has something to do with Corona, which, you know, you see a bunch of videos of these. I mean, these people are getting caught and arrested and whatnot for this, but like they're doing these pranks in like supermarkets and stuff, you know, just yelling it and freaking everybody out.
Just yelling coronavirus?
Like yelling that they have it coughing everywhere.
You get arrested for that.
Yeah, but they're freaking everybody out. They don't understand that if you go through a supermarket and they document that you did that there, that they have to throw everything away.
Right.
So a supermarket trashes $35,000 worth of food after a very twisted coughing prank. That's fucked.
Yeah, these this thing of YouTube pranks where, like, I saw one where they were throwing glitter on people in a hardware store.
Right.
And they're not pranks. They're just you being an asshole in public.
Yeah, if you're physically putting something on me,
right,
and I don't know it's coming, like, I get, like, boo.
Right.
You know, like, something like
there that. There was one of a guy going up to people and moaning in their ears, like, going up and going, mmm. Like, in their ears. And, of course, he got swung on, like, twice.
Right.
Like, instantly. And then, but he was doing it to men, women, everybody in the store. And it's like, that's not a prank, dude. That's you invading someone's personal space.
Like,
and,
like, these kids go up to, like, go in the hood and go to these dudes and try these guys that they would never try.
No.
But go up to them and they're like, hey, you want these hands?
Oh, yeah. He had the little, like, sticky hands or something. But, like, yeah.
And then they're like, dude, no, it's a prank. It's like, no, that's literally what you say when you get in a fight.
Right.
It's not, like, I understand you have little hands. I get it. You're still getting swung at.
I saw
you
one fuck where the guy was going, hey, what's up, my neighbors? But he was, like, saying it real fast and loose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, he got swung on a couple of times just instantly.
Right. More power to you.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, if that's...
Yeah, but that's a little different when we're going through a crisis and food is...
Right, now that's...
Very scarce these days.
Right.
And you get an entire fucking supermarket fucking cleaned out because you want to be funny.
Right. And that's the biggest part of it all. It's not funny.
There's a shithead around here that recently... So he wasn't saying it to people. It's this guy from Albemarle, which is right up the road from here. He was on Facebook Live, and he wasn't necessarily yelling it out loud, but he was walking around a Walmart and just, like, talking about how, you know, it doesn't really affect him that he has it. And, you know,
right,
freaking everybody out around him. And just doing that, he got arrested with, like, a $10,000 bond.
There was a story, the biggest idiot I've read about in a while. He submitted, this guy worked for, like, a school system as, like, a maintenance guy. And this was in North Carolina. He submitted a fake doctor's note that said he had coronavirus to get out of work. And it shut the entire school down, or, like wherever he had been, like, shut down and all this shit.
Honestly, as nice as companies are being, that probably has something to do with his company saying that, like, yeah, if you get sick, you know, we'll still pay you. He probably didn't think about what he was doing.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, what if I just do a fake doctor's note? Oh, yeah, it ruins everything.
Right. Like, you think people are just not going to check up on that? Like, literally, there was, like, at that point, there was, like, 50, or, like, no, less than that. There was, like, 20 cases in the state.
That's so fucked.
So stupid.
So stupid.
Hey, but he got out of work permanently, so.
So did we.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that. This is our job now. This is it.
All right, so this is, it's called Eye of the Beholder. In downtown Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, someone left a plate of mac and cheese, complete with a fork, sitting atop of a steel road barrier Tuesday, which caught the interest of a Reddit poster. No one knew where it came from or if someone would be back to retrieve it, but a day later, an anonymous citizen made it into an art installation reported to CTV News by adding a museum-like tag beside it called Abandoned Snack, Macaroni and Cheese Sun-Dried on Ceramic.
On ceramic.
Yeah.
So that's stupid.
Yeah. And, I mean, I didn't see the Reddit post, but I'm sure it got wild.
Oh, I bet it was mostly people being like, I'll eat it.
Anybody going to get that? Right. I just found that very interesting.
Art, we, you know, life is art. Yeah. That's what I've realized over the past quarantine is that everything we do, all of our motions, all, no, that's not true.
That, yeah, dude. I thought you were going with that.
No, I haven't learned anything.
Like, that made my stomach hurt.
Yeah,
a little bit. I was like, don't turn into that guy.
No, that's not what staying in the house turns me into.
You're turning into Danny DeVito when he was...
Right, the art critic.
The art critic. Gross. Pluggy's news was pretty intense today.
Yeah, there's a grocery store coughing.
Police.
Something stolen off a cop
snatching.
Car.
Police snatches, which sounds like a good porno, and
cop porn is pretty dope.
Cop porn. Elliot, where are we at today, sir?
Well, I just got a couple of Mighty Assholes today because that subreddit recently got flooded with coronavirus questions to the point where they no longer allow them. There wasn't a whole lot of slim pickings. Also, I'm realizing after, I guess, almost a year, maybe not quite a year, but we'll say at least 6 to 7 months of me constantly being on the subreddit, I realized there's a pattern. There's weddings. Mm-hmm. There's my stepkid questions, right? Like, was I an asshole because I treated my stepkid differently?
Probably.
There's, usually that's the case. There's, I want to name my baby this and my partner doesn't, which I know we've done two of those on the show. Oh, yeah. And there's a few other staples. So it's been getting harder and harder to find Am I the Assholes, but I think I found a couple good ones today. One's a real moral conundrum, and we'll start with that one.
Moral conundrum.
All right. Would I be the asshole for reporting a girl who made several honest mistakes? I used to work at a gas station /deli, and I still go almost every morning for food and coffee. A few months ago, they hired a girl who clearly has some disabilities. At first, I thought it was awesome. I currently take care of...
What?
I currently take care of mentally disabled people, her level, some a lot more serious, so I know how difficult it is for them to get a job. The first 2 weeks, it was super minor mistakes like not cutting a sandwich, giving me the wrong cheese, adding lettuce when I asked for no lettuce. I gently let her know the next day with things like, please no lettuce, I really don't like the taste. And and she'd remember that, but forgot something minor like cutting it again. I didn't care. She's learning how to do it all, and judging by her age, it's likely her first job. Yesterday, I saw her wipe her nose, put raw bacon on the grill, then touch cooked food. Major bad thing. So I didn't get food because of it.
Major bad thing.
And had seriously hoped it was a one-time mistake. Today, she was sniffing, her face was red, and her gloves were absolutely filthy. There's a chance it was allergies, but with this virus going on, it seriously freaked me out. Yes, I know I shouldn't be out either, but it's a gas station, so it's open, and I need food.
Gas station food.
Would I be the asshole for reporting how she's not being clean enough during this? On one hand, it's disgusting and needs to be stopped immediately. On the other hand, I know it will be super hard for her to find anything else, and if the managers see it before I complain, then she'll be moved to stock or something, but I don't want that for her.
Why?
Yeah.
What, you want her to keep cooking food, you stupid, stupid person?
Well, he does later go on to say in the comments that him and a friend both got fired for kind of asinine reasons there.
Oh.
So I think that's where his conundrum's coming from, because if he's like, well, she'll probably get fired if they see her doing it, but she'll definitely get fired if I say something about it.
Move her to stop.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe not tell on her, just say, maybe that's not the best place for her.
Right. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe a sign holder.
I don't know what I would do. Of course, I did tell you the other day I was at a Subway when this was all first sort of starting. It was I was on the way to work, so it was at least, you know, a week and a half ago.
Right.
This girl, before she cut my sandwich, picked up the bread knife, looked at it, walked over to the hand sink with her gloves on, turned on the hand sink, and wiped the knife off in the hand sink with her gloved hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then turned it back off. And anyone know, a hand sink is the dirtiest. The knobs on a hand sink are the dirtiest fucking. And I didn't even. There was a moment where I was like, am I really going to go wait till this afternoon and then call and be like, hey, this is what your employee did? You know, I just won't go back to that Subway.
Mm. So, or just, you know, when it comes to food, man, you can blackmail. Be like, look, I won't tell on you, but I get free food.
Right?
Forever.
I won't tell you, but extra meat, no charge.
Yeah. An extra 2 ounce portion.
Right. I don't mean that little baby scoop shit. No, I want you to use your hand that you probably.
Bullshit baby back stuff that y'all got going on there.
But I don't know. I know my old boss used to, he would point out shit like that instantly if he saw it, like at a grocery store deli or something.
I mean, you should.
I think it is better just to say something to the person, but it's not going to change their behavior, you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, oh, that dude said he used to make sandwiches, and then I did it wrong.
Well, I want to see you make a sandwich.
Right. Why don't you come back here and do it? Okay.
Okay. I will.
I am wearing a chef's coat. I can just. Yeah. All right. Am I the asshole for wanting to shave my armpits? This might sound stupid, but apparently it's a problem for my dad because I'm a guy. 14 years old for more context. poor fucking kid.
Oh, boy.
My story is that I have a lot of armpit hair and sweat, more than the average person. This is very annoying. I don't want to change shirts twice a day or shower every morning. I'm lazy, so sue me. So I came up with shaving my armpit hair to help the smell. I literally couldn't care less about being a, quote, girl thing or whatever.
What?
Nobody sees my armpits in March/April anyway. But when my mom found out I took one of her razors for this, she told my dad and he went mad. He started asking me if I'm a gay or a transvestite or something. Older generations from our country are still ignorant about this stuff. I told him no, I just want to smell better and sweat less. He said if he catches me doing it again with my mom's or his razor, he'll send me to a psychologist. Probably an empty threat, but just in case, I bought myself a razor to keep in my room. Haven't told my parents, though. Do you think I'm the asshole for disobeying them? I know you're not supposed to while you live under their roof, but I also think that my dad's being old-fashioned and ridiculous.
We live in a weird time.
Right.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah, I'm going to send you to a psychiatrist because you shaved your armpit.
That's such a wild... Get out, kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got a few years, but... Well,
so I've shaved my armpits before.
Yeah, I've done it.
For that exact reason, and it does not help at all.
No, you get that chappy fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
Well, you got to keep doing it, apparently. That's rough. That's a lot of work.
I don't have very hairy armpits, so I have very sparse hair on my armpits. So I do pretty good with the old Dove Classic. Sticks pretty good. It's the only way I don't sweat. I tried to use gel deodorant for years. It doesn't do anything.
What do you mean you don't sweat? You don't sweat?
I mean, I don't stink. I don't stink if I use it.
Stinking and sweating is two different.
Well, for me, it's very much the same thing.
Everybody sweats.
Yeah, that's true. But not I sweat a lot. Like, I medically sweat.
Okay.
You've seen it.
That's not a... What is medically sweat?
I mean, like, enough to where I think I get diagnosed with something. Like, there's a condition where you sweat so much more than the average person that you have this condition. Steve Carell has it.
Really?
Yeah, in those scenes in the office where they're wearing big winter jackets,
yeah,
he has to wear ice packs underneath.
Really?
So that he doesn't, like, sweat all the liquid out of his body. Yeah.
Huh. Not that I've seen it. I have no clue what you're
talking
about.
It makes sense, though, right?
That's kind of wild.
But, yeah, so I think I have a similar condition because, well, when we got in the car the other day, you drove my car.
Oh, gross. God damn it.
Oh, this is my favorite thing. I had been in the car for, like, 2 hours. I had to run all the way past university for something.
Air-conditioned, though.
Air-conditioned. I was only wearing a Hawaiian shirt. That was it. I don't even think I had an undershirt on. And we get in the car, you're driving, and we're going down the road. You're driving my car, and you go like, why is my back wet? And then I reached behind my back, and I felt, and I went, oh, it's because my back was wet. Oh, and then you just stayed hunched forward like, please, please, please. I think I had to shove a hoodie between you and the,
that's the fucking driver's gross. Seat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
Well, you got to tell people.
Well, I didn't think about it. You know, I don't switch, you know, not a lot of people drive my car, so.
Why are car seats made of that material that just holds sweat? That's such a weird.
I don't know. It did. It held a lot of it, though. It's very spongy.
That's one day. How long have you had that car?
Oh, I'm sure that seat weighs about 10 pounds more than it did when I got it.
Oh, my God. That's why big dudes break seats, because you add weight to the seat.
Right, it's our weight and the seat's weight.
The sweat weight. The sweat. Nobody ever factors in the fucking sweat weight.
Yeah, and also...
Sweat weight. Fuck.
And also, you got to factor in the fart residue that's built up in it.
Oh, yeah, those Pringles that comes out. Yeah. Those air Pringles.
Right. The little crunchy boys.
Rough.
And then, yeah, oh, I forgot about that. That was great.
No, that wasn't. It wasn't at all.
It was because there was nothing you could do. You weren't going to pull the car over.
I should have.
At that point, you were just like, you had this look on your face like, I've never hated anything more than this.
I love that you shoved my hoodie. Which I haven't even. I haven't even watched that yet. Fuck. That just reminded me.
I did think about that as soon as I did it. I was like, oh, that was his hoodie. All right. It was the one that was close in closest reach, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, it was unseasonably warm that day, I will say. I think it was in the 80s, so.
It wasn't even.
I think it was like 92. So,
no,
you know,
no, it wasn't at all. It was
108.
Under 80 that day. No reason the seat should be wet.
I am always over it. You know, even my temperature, when I take my temperature, and this is for years, I run at least 99 normally.
You're like a 99 Civic.
Yeah. I'm just helping.
A little bit over what it's supposed to be.
I'm low on oil, I can tell you that much.
You don't have any power steering, buddy.
All right, so I figured we'd go into some. That sounds like bullshit.
It does. It always does.
And I want to find one first. It's Bill Gates' idea of a splurge when Microsoft went public. He was under the age of 30, and he was suddenly worth $350 million. And this is in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So his splurge was to buy a used Porsche 911, which he got arrested for driving it recklessly at one point.
Oh, man. Imagine how that conversation went.
He said his partner, Paul Allen, once had to bail him out of a jail after one particularly reckless ride. And then also I found out one of his other indulgences is a trampoline room.
Oh, that's just sketchy.
Now, if you remember from a couple episodes ago, Bill Gates loves jumping.
Oh, he's a jumper.
And apparently has a room dedicated, or had a room dedicated to it.
Yeah, he's probably not jumping too much these days.
No, I mean, he's probably got some weird immortality potion.
Let's play some dice real quick.
Oh, yeah, a little quick dice pause.
A little dice pause.
All right, what do you got?
What company makes dice?
Capital D Dice.
Is that a real thing?
No, but it sounds real.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is real. 3 sixes.
Trip six.
All right.
What you got? Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, drink.
Rolled a three. All right. And that was brought to you by Triple D Dice.
You say Capital D Dice.
Well, it's two different sponsors, okay? Pornhub and Pokemon Go both took only 19 days to amass 50 million users. 50 million in 19 days.
Yeah.
And one of them's still going strong. The other one, it's kind of hard to play right now.
Pornhub?
Yeah. One, you're supposed to go out in public to play with it. The other one, you get in trouble if you go out in public and play with it.
Didn't they like make Pokemon Go so it's like more playable inside of your house?
I don't know. I pulled it up and there was like two Pokemon right next to me, but that could just be like a normal.
Yeah, there's never around me ever. It was only at work. I haven't pulled it up.
Oh, work was a hot spot.
Work was a hot spot.
And you ran out of Pokeballs, but.
Yeah, I still don't know how to get them back.
All right. The idiom, to steal someone's thunder, originated from the dramatist John Dennis, who found out that his idea for a thunder machine was stolen and used in a different play in the same theater.
Oh.
So they stole his thunder.
Right. Oh, I actually learned one of those idioms the other day.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell. You know where that came from?
No, actually.
So.
Not boxing, right?
No.
That's what I thought it was.
No, this was years and years before that. Before autopsies were a thing,
you could be buried
alive.
Yeah,
they had a string attached to all of your limbs,
right,
and a bell at the top of your grave. You know, for a while. So if you woke up, you heard a bell.
Yeah.
And then you went and undug.
I always thought it'd be so cool to have like a Victorian zombie movie that just started with a graveyard and all those bells are ringing.
All the bells.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be rough.
All right, so this one, Norm from Cheers.
Norm.
Right? His sister's son, his nephew, is Jason Sudeikis, the SNL cast member.
Oh, that's weird that you say that, because I looked that up today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing an Elliot on me.
And
you're like, oh, I already knew that.
Jason Sudeikis' grandfather was a famous photographer, too.
Oh, look at you. Oh, is that what it's like? I don't like that.
He died 30 years before Jason was even born.
Look at you with all the fucking info.
Quarantine, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on quarantine. This one I really liked. Whole Foods hires its employees by a process known as team member voting, where your coworkers in your department will vote on you. A 2/3 majority of them must vote to keep you on in order for you to stay and become a regular team member.
Hold on.
So if Whole Foods hires you,
Right.
On a temporary basis.
Right.
And then after a certain amount of time, the people in your department vote whether they want you to stay there or not.
Oh, a show of hands.
Yeah, and you have to get 2/3 of the vote. You have to get a 2/3 majority in order to get the job there.
Right, so it's more of a politics type thing.
Mm.
You have to do runs and...
Hey, can I get you a coffee? What do you want?
Oh, yeah, you got an intern for everyone.
But I think... Well, I don't think that would ever work in kitchens because... Unless it was like after a month.
No, everybody always hates you.
People would be like, wait, can we do this retroactively with people who have been here for years?
Oh, just the old senile motherfuckers are just going to not vote just to not vote.
Right.
That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his name is, but I don't like him. He's worked here for 2 months. Yeah, I know.
He's better than me. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. So the band Fleetwood Mac. One of my favorites.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around. They seriously considered thanking their drug dealer in their album credits for Rumors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They ultimately decided against it after their drug dealer was murdered. Which, to me...
That would make it way cooler.
At that point, that's when you go, like, R.I.P. Fat Tony.
Yeah.
Or whatever drug dealers were called in the 70s.
Oh, it was always a body type that they weren't. Like, oh, yeah. Skinny Mickey, and it was a large
or
man.
It could have been Slim Sally.
Slim Sally.
Just a big old girl.
She was a rough woman.
Yeah. Died falling out of bed. This one, if you're a big Wizard of Oz fan, you might already know this, and if you're not, it might ruin the movie for you.
Okay.
Bert Lair's Cowardly Lion costume in The Wizard of Oz was made from real lion skin.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Along with the midgets hanging themselves.
Right. Those were...
The Wizard of Oz were kind of fucked. It really was kind of a crazy movie.
I tell you, Wizard of Oz really fucked me up as a kid. I wasn't a big fan of it.
You got to think, man. That's 1928.
Yeah, right after the Great Depression.
That's 10 years before my grandpa was born. That's a... And for shit to be that weird, like colorful and that's what Dr. Seuss is weird, man. That's... It's not weird because it's weird. It's weird because when it's from.
Right.
Dr. Seuss, like, that's from, like, 1958, you know?
I'm,
Like, One Fish, Two Fish.
I'm so glad you brought up Dr. Seuss because I actually have a little snippet about him.
Oh. Yeah, he's a very interesting fuck.
Yeah. Which, here we are. Dr. Seuss cheated on his wife who had cancer. After his wife killed herself, finding out about the affair... Dr. Seuss married his mistress.
That's where the story from One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish came from.
That I think that's probably the...
Well, the original version was One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, She's Dead, I Might As Well Marry You Fish.
I remember it differently, but, you know, we could have had different editions.
Yeah, like a Berenstain Bears type.
Right. Oh, it's, what is that called?
Berenstain Bears.
The something effect.
It's just a parallel universe.
That whole thing where it's like, oh, where everyone collectively remembers something wrong.
Right.
Like, and then everyone has all these theories about it. It's like, no, you were a fucking child and you misremembered something. It's not some big psychosomatic fucking hive mind thing. No, people were kids and they remembered it wrong. I've got
some friends that are so into that.
Like, it's so fucking stupid.
They tried to sell me on Gordon's fish sticks.
Right.
Which is Gordon's fish sticks.
Right. It's just
like,
a thing.
People, so? Who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care. Beer me. Like, shut up.
You know what it is? We don't smoke enough weed to be into those theories.
That's
true. I think
that's not it.
In 1995, McDonald's sued a topless sandwich shop in Melbourne, Australia, called McTits. Which I assume was a Hooters-styled burger shop.
They renamed it to McGriddle. And it's just older ladies working there.
They turned it into a bottomless bar and called it McVulva.
Oh. McCunt.
In Australia, yeah, they probably, that would have been,
No.
And, I guess we can end these today on, a little segment that I thought of.
Ooh, a new segment.
What is it? It's called the Bad Seed Spotlight.
Spotlight.
It's a, bad seed through history, sort of. People who exemplify the term bad seed.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's pretty good.
So, this one is a guy, Jim Vandiver.
Vandiver.
He was a NASCAR racer. He skipped a child custody court case in order to compete in the Southern 500.
Oh, man.
Informed that two sheriff's deputies had arrived to arrest him for contempt of court, Van Diver intentionally spun out his car, hopped the back fence, and hitchhiked home.
Oh, man.
That's some bad seed behavior right there.
That's my daddy. That's, yeah.
We got Scotty Van Diver here.
That's daddy.
So I just...
We got to look into that child. We got to find out.
He's writing the article very sadly. Like, yeah, I never saw any of that Southern 500 money either.
If he won, that made it way cooler.
If he won, then spun out and jumped the fence.
I mean, they're not. He's going 180. He's not gonna. Mm. They're not gonna catch him. What are they gonna wait? That's sick.
Yeah, dude. You got to get to the Southern. The Southern 500 is no joke.
Spotlight. Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, the bad seed spotlight. Bad so we'll try spotlight. To we'll try to spotlight some bad seeds.
Oh, I can. Going I know forward. A couple already.
Yeah. We could probably even get some on the show. To be honest with you,
we've had a couple on the show.
Right.
When you were talking about marijuana, this brought me.
Boy, are you a cop? Hey, when you were talking about marijuana.
When you were talking about pot.
You know anyone who can score that?
You want to say it a little bit closer, please? Right. Say it right into my neck. Come on now, son.
And my big bow tie.
It doesn't squirt water.
It squirts charges.
I found it squirts charges. No, I found, like, so with this bailout that's happening, you know, for businesses,
yeah,
found out that weed companies in states that have legal weed,
right,
are not enlisted in that.
No, because it's still federally illegal. I didn't think about that, but yeah, that makes total sense.
That's rough.
It doesn't make sense.
Because that's one of the most booming businesses right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're booming.
Yeah, it's always been a huge problem. Like, even medicinal marijuana places used to get raided by the DEA. And they're like, what? It's still federally illegal. You're still in America. It's like, well, but in California. And they're like, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You got to pull it over on our eyes.
In your big old turd-shaped state. We don't care.
You imagine a guy, an undercover, going into a completely legal weed shop.
Hey, you guys know where to get
a huge weed. Bow tie. It's like, yeah, I can buy this much, but will you sell me a little bit more? Say it right into my bow tie.
I'm going to carry this across state lines. Is that okay?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I can't stop you. All right, get on the ground, you hippie piece of shit.
I'm going to give it to someone that's 17 years old. Almost 18, but still not.
Not quite.
Is that okay?
What I love now is, in at least in North Carolina, we had it one time. I went into the store with my buddy, and he was trying to get a can of dip for his brother, which now I'm realizing how redneck this sounds.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he was trying to get a can of dip for his brother.
Before the Southern 500.
Right. And they didn't have the brand of dip he wanted, and he's real particular. So he gets on the phone while I'm checking out and goes, hey, what? They don't have it. Well, they got this, this, and this. What do you want? And then he gets up to the counter, and they go, we can't sell it to you now. We know it's for somebody else.
Yeah. I've actually went into when I was underage and had people buy me beer before we, you know, knew how that shit worked.
Right.
It doesn't work, but yeah, you can't go into the store with them and be at the register because they check both your IDs.
Oh, yeah. No, they do. Absolutely.
Yeah, it took a couple times.
So the first time you just walked up like, yeah, my cousin's going to drink all this beer.
Why do we make this? Why is that the voice today?
What? Because when you're under 21, that's what you sound like. Every person under 21 goes, hi, mister.
Like you own a shoe store in the 30s.
No, that's this voice. Come right in, as long as you're white. Well, you said it was the 30s. I can't help it.
I can't help it.
I can't change the past. I can only change the future.
Yeah,
you know?
You go right into fucking character. If, really it was, well.
If it was a shoe store now, I'd be like, come in, everyone.
Come in, everyone. Unless you like Trump. But everyone else.
Right.
Isn't that crazy that that's so frowned upon that, like, you could be around, you could be in a group of 30 people and everybody have the same shirt on, like no accessories, but you get to talking and all you have to do is say, I voted for Trump. And
Oh, yeah.
It is like the fucking...
Oh, I don't... I don't really fuck with people who are heavy into the Trump life.
My girlfriend had a good... She was like, hey, we got a lot of time on our hands. All right. And, you know, around this town, there's so many flags and so many stickers cars and just like in yards. And she was like, we should go spray paint it all.
Like that would be good.
In the middle of the night.
But the thing is you step on a Trump supporter's lawn.
That's exactly what I said.
They might have like, a gun.
They're literally waiting for someone to do that.
Right. Oh, I saw a guy who electrified a Trump campaign sign that was in his front yard. It got fucked up so much. And he's got surveillance video of this guy who goes to rip it up out of the ground. And it shocks the shit out of him. And he drops
and he jumps out of a bunker.
Right. Ha ha! Ha ha! I told you.
I gotcha, kid!
He's sticking out of the top of a tank like, ha, you fucking liberal!
You're nincompoop.
Yeah, but when you find out somebody voted for Trump, at least me personally, I'm just like, oh yeah, I always give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, okay, well that was pretty stupid, but what about now?
Right, yeah. I know people that's like, that did it. Right. Granted, they were in the army, and it kind of went hand in hand there for a while.
Well, traditionally, people in the military do vote for Republicans because they put more money into the military, right, which means higher pay
military. It took 1 year, and he was like, man, that was a stupid thing.
Right, and honestly, I say give people the benefit of the doubt, but voting for him the first time was still so stupid.
Yeah.
We're getting into politics now, but anyway.
Oh, no. We're getting into the people that voted.
Right.
All
right. Honestly, I think we talked about it at one point. It was like, do we want to talk about politics on the show? And it's like, no, we don't want to alienate people. But honestly, I'll say this. If you voted for Trump and you're going to vote for him again, I don't want you to listen to the show.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, why are you listening to the show?
This isn't you. Right. Trump has a podcast.
Yeah, he does. It's called fucking Twitter, and he fucking screams into it. He tweeted 70 times in one day before the coronavirus stuff happened.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, one, do you think he is doing it?
Yes, absolutely. That's okay. The problem is he is doing it.
And he is our president. So, two, he fucks with the most important people in the world.
Yes.
And he is just looking down at his phone the whole time.
You should listen to NPR is so wild, because I started listening to NPR when Obama was in office. And listening to it now, it's like they're all at an intervention, but like the third intervention for the same person. The way they talk, they're like, in another news, Trump tweeted, fuck. And then they're just like...
Yeah, it's like, this can't be real.
But they still phrase it so politely. They're like, some have called the comments crass. like really? But yeah, it's wild out there right now.
That's where we are.
And now the Democratic primary is on hold.
Cam Newton's running for office.
I'd vote for Cam Newton.
Would you?
No.
No.
I'm actually glad he's not the quarterback of the Panthers anymore.
Well, he doesn't. Also, we're not sports people. Oh, you are. Well,
I like football.
Yeah, but he can't type.
No, he does that weird font. It freaks me out.
Yeah,
it's like Prince was in the Matrix.
You spent time doing that,
right? I'm sure it's a keyboard on his phone, but
I bet he was a weird T9 guy.
We should do a fake Cam Newton takeover. We should get that same keyboard he uses and do like a fake, like, they gave up on me. Like when he's walking around, like his last Instagram post, he's like, and dude is ripped. Like it's ridiculous. Like.
And he's got a little limp because he has to show that he has a little limp. He definitely doesn't have a little limp anymore. He was dancing at that party, that post. He was dancing heavy.
Yeah, we can cover sports more if you want.
No.
There's no sports on right now. It'd be a great time to do it.
Yeah, let's pick new teams.
All right. We should get really into tennis. You want to get into tennis?
No.
Because think about it. You could still play tennis right now.
No.
And be socially distanced.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that ball's coming close.
Well, if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
If I'm serving it.
It's staying on your side of the fucking net.
You just wear gloves and change them after each serve.
Okay, that's a lot. Why don't we just wait?
I mean, I'm in it to win it. I used to play a lot of tennis.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When?
You can ask any of the guys. We used to go and play tennis Actually, okay, that's Robbie's. Robbie's the only one you can ask about that. But you ask him about tennis.
Okay,
We used to go to the Ashbrook courts and play tennis.
Well, times have changed.
Yeah, now I just go there to do heroin
and watch Pornhub.
And sometimes, if I remember, get on Pokemon Go.
Yeah, but oh man, wouldn't it be fucked if a fucking if somebody deemed a goddamn like a bendo or like a trap house a fucking Pokemon gym?
And there's just flophouse is the fucking Pokemon gym. Just
a bunch of fucking kids in the yard at all times. A bunch of randos.
Oh man. I mean, bars do it. Why not?
That's true. That's fucking weird. You always see fat juggalo whores driving around in cars and just stopping their car in the middle of the fucking road for Pokemon Go. And it really pisses me the fuck off. It's like, because I feel like they come to a complete stop for such a long amount of time that it, like, you think that something's wrong. But then you see a phone go up and you're like, you fucking cunt.
And then you can't be like, go! Because then they'll be like, yeah, that is it. That's what I'm playing.
Yeah, Pokemon!
Pokemon! No, go!
Yeah, it's a two-lane road, and you come to a complete stop for a fucking Charizard.
Well, okay. I mean, if it's a Charizard, I'm wrecking the car.
I got an Onix.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
It's 90 foot tall.
It's 90 foots tall?
90 feet tall.
But it still fits on your phone screen?
Okay, I'm over it. If you enjoyed this episode, please go follow us on Instagram. Go like, subscribe, rate, review, unlike, unsubscribe, derate, deview.
Yeah. Eternal sunshine, this from your head, right. If you have to.
Like Elliot said, if you're into Trump, you're probably not into us. I guess.
And if you are, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but you're a stupid person.
Stupid people like stupid things. And you're probably on the spectrum.
Whoa! Okay.
All right. Well, let's...
All right. All right. I mean, I think we're all on the spectrum. That's why it's called a spectrum, but...
Okay. I'm a fucking Aries.
I'm glad you...
I'm did. Over here.
I'm glad you said Aries.
What does that fucking have to do? Is that a Republican thing?
Yeah, I thought you were going to reveal yourself as a Trump supporter.
Oh. You thought I was going to say Aryan? As of right now, we are out of work. We're going crazy.
It's not great.
And we're doing this as much as possible.
Yep.
And anything that you would like to donate to support this podcast, it is very much appreciated.
Always.
And you can find that link to do so on our anchor.fm page, and that link would be anchor.fm/badseedpodcast. And you can find a support button and go from there if you would like to do so.
And I just want to give a quick thank you to Rob from Funeral Chic. He set up a little contribution for us every month when we started this.
Yeah.
And he's been one of our steady. He does. He. I'll be honest with you. He said he did it so he didn't have to listen to the show, but he could still support us. So yeah. He won't hear this. But thank you, Rob, and go listen to Funeral Chic.
Go listen to Funeral Chic. What is that? A band?
I think it's like Plato's Closet.
Oh yeah,
but for goth girls.
It's a second.
Yeah.
Secondhand goth clothing.
Yeah. Okay. It's all really faded black stuff.
That's the best black stuff.
Oh, I know. Worn in, that's the look.
And interracial porn.
All right. Speaking of worn in. All right.
Speaking of worn in. All right. Thank you for listening. And we will later on the Menjay.
What?